أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you all once again for joining the session. I know we had a break last month because of Ramadan, and then we started to start the sessions as normal. So today, I would like to welcome Brother Dr. Sayyed Basharat Mehdi. He'll be as a guest. He's joining the session. He's going to observe how we are doing this session. And at the end of the session, I'll ask him to please give his feedback, suggestions, how he feel about the session. So, yeah. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum, Bashar bhai. Most welcome to the session, bhai. Thanks for accepting the invitation and joining the session.
Walaikum salam. Jazakallah, Imran bhai. Jazakallah.
Today we also have Rayan, Rayan Sheikh. Welcome, Rayan, to the session. I know today is your first session, mashallah. I hope you continue to join these sessions and learn or say more about these sessions in the future. So we all welcome you, Rayan. So let's begin the sessions. I'm going to read out the name of the participants, so in order, so that everybody know where when their turn comes up. So first I'm going to start with Sayyed Ahmed Mehdi. Then second is Fatir Muhammad. Third is Muhammad Taha. Fourth is Sayyed Nayan Ahmed. Then Sayyida Ikra. Fifth, then Muhammad Abdan. Sixth, and Simra is going to be 7th. Maryam is going to be 8th. Then Sayyid Izian is going to be 9th. Abiyan is going to be 10th. And Zubair Bhai's last beta, Rayan, is going to be 11th.
Actually, Rayan dusra hai, Abiyan tisra
okay.
hai. So can you change the order, please? Can you keep Izian, Rayan? Because they're splitting the topic between them. So.
Okay. So 9th is Izian, 10th is Rayan, and 11th is Abiyan, inshallah.
Correct, mashallah.
Okay. So without a further ado, so let's begin this session. So first, can I ask Sayyed Ahmed Mehdi to please unmute and start, please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Today I'm going to tell the many benefits of using miswak. Number one, miswak strengthens the gums and prevents tooth decay. Number two, it assists in eliminating toothaches and prevents further increase of decay which has already set in. Number three, it creates a fragrance in the mouth. Number four, it's a cure for illness. Number five, it eliminates bad odours and improves the sense of taste. It also sharpens the memory. It is a cure for headaches and it creates a luster, noor, on the face of the one who continually uses it. It causes the teeth to glow and also strengthens the eyesight, assists in digestion, clears the voice, and it is a means of dying with Iman, and the greatest benefit of using miswak is gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The miswak should be used regularly and especially on the following occasions: recitation of the Quran, at the time of wudu, before going for salah, before sleeping, upon awakening, after entering one's homes, when the signs of death are apparent on a person. That's it.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Well done, Sayyid Ahmed Mehdi. Next, can I ask Fatir Muhammad Khan to unmute and start?
Assalamu alaikum, everybody.
Walaikum salam.
My name is Fatir and I'm 11 years old. And I'm going to be talking about the importance of Surah Ikhlas. So first, I'm going to recite Surah Ikhlas. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. So now I'm gonna be talking about the importance of Surah Ikhlas. Surah Ikhlas, this is one of the shortest surahs in Quran, second being Surah Kawthar. This short surah parents teach children in early age. This is the first surah a child memorizes. Surah Ikhlas was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca. Some leaders of tribes came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him, "Which god are you worshipping? Describe your god to us. Is it made of gold or silver? Is it made of copper or wood? And what is his lineage?" In response to it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam Surah Ikhlas. Quran primarily focuses on three parts. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his names and attributes. Number two, past prophets' stories, heaven and hell, judge and judgment day. Number three, Allah's laws, example, namaz, zakat, fasting and dealing with people. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Surah Ikhlas is equal to one third of the Quran in terms of blessings. There are two important surahs in Quran which are small but carry lots of rewards. Number one, Surah Ikhlas. Number two, Surah Qasas. Surah Ikhlas, which defends the hour of, which defends the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Surah Qasas, which defends the honor of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surah Ikhlas is the most beloved surah to everybody. Our day starts with Surah Ikhlas and ends Surah Ikhlas. Example, we recite Surah Ikhlas and Fajr Sunnah prayer in the morning and Surah Ikhlas and the Witr prayer in the evening. Surah Ikhlas summarizes number one, our relationship with Allah. Number two, summarizes what we believe about Allah. Number three, and summarizes what makes Islam different to any other religion in the world. Surah Ikhlas is our concept of God, and it's our dream to spread to people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. There is a hadith about Surah Ikhlas. One of the imams of Masjid said that he used to recite Surah Ikhlas in every prayer, every time. And people asked the imam, "Why do you recite Surah Ikhlas in every prayer?" The imam refused to answer. And they all went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to complain about the imam that he read Surah Ikhlas in every prayer. They came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, when we asked him about the reason, he refused to answer. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Go and tell him that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is asking him why he recites Surah Ikhlas in every prayer." Now the imam could not say no because the request came from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said to everybody that Surah Ikhlas describes about my Lord, and I love to read his description. Then they all went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said to him about the reason in response to it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Go and tell the imam that his love for the Surah Ikhlas has caused him to enter Jannah." Thank you for listening.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Well done, Fatir. So next I'll move on to Muhammad Taha, please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My name is Taha Muhammad and I'm going to tell you guys about the story of the life of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam was the son of the Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam and the brother to 11. He was raised by his father with his brothers. He was always favored upon with his brother Benjamin. The other brothers were always jealous of him. So one day they asked their father if they could go out to play with Yusuf alayhi salam. Although Yaqub alayhi salam was reluctant to send him, he let him go with them. Shortly, the sons came back with a t-shirt with sheep blood on it. They told their father that a wolf had eaten Yusuf alayhi salam when they truly had thrown him in a well. Yaqub alayhi salam was suspicious and believed his son was still alive, and the brothers were likely enticed by Shaitan to do evil. Yusuf alayhi salam managed to cling onto a stone ledge, and he prayed to Allah to grant him salvation. Soon, a caravan which was going to Egypt found him and sold him off to Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz told his wife Yusuf alayhi salam was either going to be taken as a slave or to be adopted. He grew up as a handsome boy with a lot of knowledge. He was trusted to be in charge of the household by Al-Aziz. His wife sought to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam. He replied with, "I seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, he is my master, who has made good my residence. Indeed, wrongdoers will not succeed." He tried running away, but she ripped his shirt from the back. Outside the doors was Al-Aziz. His wife ran to him saying, "What is the recompense of the one who intended evil for your wife, but that he be imprisoned or a painful punishment?" Yusuf alayhi salam replied that it was she who sought to seduce him. Al-Aziz replied that if Yusuf alayhi salam's shirt was torn from the front, he was lying. If it was torn from the back, he is telling the truth. His innocence was proven as she ripped his shirt from the back. other women began ridiculing Zuleika, which was Alaziz's wife. She planned to prove them wrong. She invited them over to a banquet, serving them fruit with knives. They were cutting the fruit when Yusuf alayhi salam walked in. They were astonished by his beauty. They didn't realize they cut their own hands while cutting the fruit. Zuleika proved herself and told Yusuf alayhi salam, if he denied her again, he will be imprisoned. Zuleika didn't want this to happen again, so she told her husband to imprison him to protect her honor. He agreed, and Yusuf alayhi salam was imprisoned. There were two people with Yusuf alayhi salam in his prison who both had a dream. One had a dream about pressing grapes for wine, and the other having bread on their head while birds were eating it. Yusuf alayhi salam said one of them will give wine to their master, and the other being crucified while birds were eating bread off their head. The king also had a dream that seven fat cows were being eaten by seven lean cows and seven green spikes of grain and others that were dry. He wanted the interpretation of the dream, so they went to Yusuf alayhi salam. Before he met the king, he wanted his name cleared, so Zuleika confessed. So he told him that there will be 7 years of a lot of food, 7 years without food, and 1 year where people will be given rain and they will press olives and grapes. The famine reached the household of his father Yaqub alayhi salam, and his sons were sent to Egypt to purchase provisions. Yusuf alayhi salam recognized them. Yusuf alayhi salam told them, if they bring their younger brother next time, he will provide them with double rations. He put their money back in their bags. They persuaded Yaqub alayhi salam to send Binyamin with them. And after a lot of persuasion, he finally let them. He made them promise to Allah that he will bring them back. Yusuf alayhi salam reunited with his brother. He gave them their gifts and hospitality. He took Binyamin to a room and told him that he was his brother. Binyamin was overjoyed and swung his arms around him. He placed a golden cup inside his bag secretly. When they were about to leave, he told them the king's golden cup is missing, so they had to be searched. He told them whoever had the cup had to stay with them as a slave, while the rest leave. They found it in Binyamin's bag, so he had to stay with Yusuf alayhi salam. The brothers thought of their dad, their father, so the eldest brother stayed with them. Yaqub alayhi salam cried so much when they came back that he became blind, and he told their son to go back and get their brothers. They met with Yusuf alayhi salam again, and it didn't take long for the brothers to recognize that this was their long lost brother. He gave them his shirt, telling them to place this on their father's face and he will regain sight. They did this, and Yaqub alayhi salam regained his sight. When they brought the shirt in the house, Yaqub alayhi salam could smell Yusuf alayhi salam. So after he became unblind, they all went to Egypt and met again. Jazakallah khair for listening.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, well done, MashaAllah.
Jazakallah.
Next we'll move on to Sayyid Nayan Ahmed, please. Also I can see Sakina, I think you just joined the session. So I'll call you after Sayyid Abiyan. Okay, Sakina? Thanks for joining. So,
okay.
No problem. So, Sayyid Nayan Ahmed, can you please unmute and start?
Assalamu alaikum. Today I'm going to be reading the first 10 eyes of Surah Kahf with translation. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا إنما جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوكم أيها أيهم أحسن عملا وإنا لجاعلون ما عليها سعيدا جرزا أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. All the praises and thanks be to Allah who has sent down his slave Muhammad, the book of the Quran, and has not placed therein any crookedness. He has made it straight to give warning to the disbelievers of a severe punishment for him, and to give glad tidings to the believers who work righteous deeds, and they shall have a fair reward. They shall abide there forever. And to warn those Jews, Christians, and pagans who say Allah has begotten a son. No knowledge have they of such a thing, nor had their fathers. Mighty is the word that has come out of their mouth. They utter nothing but a lie. Perhaps you would kill yourself, O Muhammad, in grief over the footsteps for their turning away from you, because they do not believe in the Quran. Verily, we have made that which is on earth as an adornment for them, in order that we may test them as to which of them are best in deeds. And verily, we shall make all that is on the earth a bare, dry soil without any vegetation or trees. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were a wonder among our signs? Remember when the young men fled for a refuge from the disbelieving folk to the cave? They said, "Our Lord, bestow on us mercy from yourself and facilitate for us our affair in the right way." Jazakallah for listening.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Well done, Neha. MashaAllah. Next, I'll invite Sayyida Ikra to please unmute and start.
Assalamu alaikum. I am going to be reciting Surah A'la. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله أثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Well done, Ikra. ما شاء الله. Next, I'll ask Abdan to please unmute and start.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today I'm going to be reading Surah Al-Taha, the first 15 ayahs with translation. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Taha. ما أنزلنا على القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات الأولى الرحمن على الأرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وَأَن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع نعليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. We have not sent down the Quran to thee to be an occasion for thy distress, but only as an admonition to those who fear Allah, a revelation from Him who created the earth and the heavens on high. Allah, most gracious, is firmly established on the throne of authority. To Him belongs what is in the heavens and on earth, and all between them, and all beneath the soil. If thou pronounce the world alone, it is no matter, for verily He knoweth what is the secret and what is yet more hidden. Allah, there is no God but He, to Him belong the most beautiful names. Has the story of Moses reached thee? Behold, he saw a fire, so he said to his family, Tari ye, I perceive a fire, perhaps I can bring you some burning brand therefrom, or find some guidance at the fire. But when he came to the fire, a voice was heard, O Moses, verily I am the Lord, therefore in my presence put off the shoes. Thou art in the sacred valley, Tua. I have chosen thee. Listen then to the inspiration. Verily, I am Allah. There is no God but I. So serve thou me only and establish regular prayer for celebrating my prize. Verily, the honor is coming. My design is to keep it hidden for every soul to receive its reward by the measure of its endeavor. Jazakallah khair for listening.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, well done, Abdul. MashaAllah. Next, I'll ask Simra Imran to please unmute and start.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Surah Al-Zalzala, Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا شرا يره.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله well done Simran ما شاء الله. Next I'll ask Maryam Imran to please unmute and start.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil arsh. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله well done مريم ما شاء الله
ما شاء الله
next I'll ask سيدة إزيان to please unmute and start
السلام عليكم. Today I'll be making a few points about حضرت بندگی ما سيد خنمير صديق رلائي رضي الله عنه. At a very young age, Hazrat Banda Gimya received messages from Allah and chose to follow his deen instead of working for his dad and as a member of the court. His family introduced him to a spiritual leader for training, but the leader wanted permission from his grandfather before starting the teaching. Banda Gimya said, "How are you going to make me see Allah when you can't even train me without asking my grandfather's permission?" While he was searching for a perfect teacher, by the order of Allah, Mahdi Ma'ud alayhi salam came to Patan Sharif. In the first meeting, without ever meeting him before, Mahdi Ma'ud alayhi salam called Banda Gimya by name and described him as a lamp with wick and oil present for Allah's didar. During prayer with Mahdi Ma'ud alayhi salam, Banda Gimya saw the Almighty Allah and was told, "We have blessed you with our sight. In return, give us your head as a gift." Then Banda Gimya radiallahu anhu said, "O Lord, this is only one head. If I have 100 heads, I could give it to you in your presence." Once Mahdi Ma'ud al-Islam was reading the Quran and the ayat of Qatalu wa Qutlu came, Mahdi Ma'ud al-Islam referenced this to Banda Gimya and said, "This is going to happen to you." Jazakallah khair for listening.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Well done, Izyan. Next, I'll ask Sayyid Rayan to please unmute and start.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well,
I'm also going to be talking about Banda Gimya, Shaykh Khunir Rajallahu Anhu. So, 400 Taliban in Mahdi were in his daira and were marshaled, but not with the sword, but by hunger and starvation. They faced hunger and starvation, but they also stayed strong in their faith. Despite facing oppression and being expelled from different places, they remained firm in their Mahdaviya beliefs. When two innocent children were martyred, Hazrat Banda Gimya declared war against the king's army. In the Battle of Khambel, Banda Gimya drew a line and asked 40 of his followers to stay inside it. Despite being attacked by the enemies, the 40 followers did not step outside the line and were martyred following their leader's orders. These 40 martyrs were buried together in Khambel and are known as Ganja Shuhada. Despite being outnumbered by the enemy's army of 3,000, the charisma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped the Mahdavis and Banda Gimya to win the war. Mia Kabir, who was a very thin man and had never even slapped anyone in his life, said, "Mia, I want to participate in the war. Give me a horse and a sword." Mia radiallahu anhu said, "I will give you a horse, but you will not need a sword. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the strength and power that you will be able to take the sword of anyone, of any enemy in the army, and take the weapon of anyone you want." With Allah's help, enemies were defeated on the first day, giving Hazrat Banda Gimya victory. On the second day, Hazrat Banda Gimya Said Khunmir was martyred, proving that what Mahdi Ma'ud alayhi salam said was right, as he said that Banda Gimya will win on the first day and lose on the second. Jazakallah khair for listening.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, well done, Ryan. Can I ask Sayyid Abiyan to please start?
Okay. So, Assalamu alaikum. Today I'm going to read Surah Baqarah, ayah number 150. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى بصارهم غشاوة لهم عذاب أليم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب عليم بما كانوا يكذبون وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا ونؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنما نحن مستهزئون الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم أمي فهم لا يرجعون أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما عدا لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون إن الله لا يستحيي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أن الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويكفرون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم بس قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة قالوا وتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون مش كنا للملائكة تسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين. وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة فكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين. فأزلهم الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كان فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين. وتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم. قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون. وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون. ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تكتمون. وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين. أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون. واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا للخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاك ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون. الذين يظنون أنهم ملاك ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. واتقوا يوم الذي ت... واتقوا يوم الذي ت...
لا تظلم
واتقوا يوم لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم تنصرون ينصرون. وإلهكم إله ونجيناكم من آل فرعون يسومونكم سوء العذاب يذبحون أبناءكم ويستحيون نساءكم وفي ذلكم بلاء من ربكم عظيم. فاشفقنا بكم من بحر فأنجيناكم وأغرقنا آل فرعون وأنتم تنظرون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Well done, Abhiyan. MashaAllah, it was very nice. MashaAllah. So next I'll ask Saida, Aisha, Sakina to please unmute and start.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Today I'll be reading the story of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the truthful day. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once in the desert, he had a caller saying, "O Messenger of Allah." He looked around but did not see anyone, so he walked a little farther. He, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once again had, "O Messenger of Allah." He looked around but again did not see anyone. The caller cried again, so the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, followed the voice until he came to a deer that was tied to a rope. The deer said, "O Messenger of Allah, the Bedouin has tied me down with a rope, but in the mountain I have two hungry bucks, the deer's children. If you see it fit to release me, I can go feed them. I promise I shall return." The Prophet, peace be upon him, asked, "And shall you return?" The deer answered, "Though I am tortured with the torment of Ashan, the tax collector, I will still return." So the Prophet, peace be upon him, released her, and she went and fed her bucks and returned. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was so amazed because of how truthful and honest this deer was. So while he was tying the deer back up again, the Bedouin nearby woke up from his sleep and said, "O Prophet, peace be upon him, do you need anything?" The Prophet replied, "Yes, set this deer free." So the Bedouin said to him, "Then she is free." The Prophet, peace be upon him, released her, and she pranced joyfully into the desert, kicking with her hind legs and saying, "I bear witness that none is worthy of worship than Allah, and that you are the messenger of Allah." This shows how merciful Prophet, peace be upon him, is for a mother, even if it were for a deer, be it an animal or a human. Thank you.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Well done, Sakina. MashaAllah. So I think I have read out everyone's name who has joined the session. So mashallah, well done all. You guys have done a wonderful job. You did very good job today, mashallah. As usual, prepared very well, recited, read very, very well, mashallah. So moving forward for next session, I would like to give you guys a small topic to prepare on. So can you all make sure you prepare on the life of Sahaba Rasul, the Prophet's companions. So there are four companions, four closest Sahabas of Rasul. So,
Inshallah.
So prepare on the life of Sahaba, and then I'll announce when the next session is going to be. Inshallah, it's going to be probably in May, but the date I'll let you know in the groups, WhatsApp groups. Inshallah. Okay. I'll ask.
Sorry, Imran. Assalamu alaikum. You said about four Sahaba.
Yeah.
Do they have to prepare for all four Sahaba, or can they?
Oh, anyone.
Okay. Jazak.
No. So I'll ask Dr. Sayyid Basharat Bhedi to please unmute and give valuable feedback or suggestions about the session.
Jazakallah, Imran bhai. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. If possible, if you can switch on your cameras. If not, don't worry. But first of all, I wanted to obviously thank the Mahtaviya Welfare Committee and asking me to come along. Alhamdulillah, I'm actually stunned with the amazing talent we have in our community. This is purely, this is a great talent you all have. You must all be very proud of yourself and your parents. I was just thinking whilst I was listening, there's so many things you've done. You've done a recitation, you've done translation, you've done naqliyat, you've done hadith, you've spoken about prophets. It's almost like a it's like a bouquet. If you remember, a bouquet has various flowers in it. There's a jasmine, there's a lily, there is, dahlia, there is, all sort of daisy, things like that. So it seems like you're all like a bouquet, with wonderful talents, different talents in one bouquet. And if we put it together, it's going to smell really, really nice and look very beautiful. So I think our aim needs to be to make sure we commit to this in the long run and continue to do this fantastic work. This is an amazing work that you all do. And the important, other important bit is to support each other, and more importantly, inspire each other. I'm sure each of us get inspired. Even adults, I think, are getting inspired by the talent you have. Especially, for example, I don't want to point anybody, but Zubair's son who recited the Surah Baqarah was amazing. To remember so many ayats by heart is fantastic. That's really, really good. And equally, all of you have done it differently at different ages, in a appropriate manner. And you all deserve congratulations. One thing I think we have to remember is we've got, you're our future generation. You're our future. And, our aim should be, how do we keep ourselves and you steadfast in our iman? More importantly, in Islam, but also in Mahdabiyat. I think that's the key thing that I want to tell all of you. I'm so sorry I'm talking like a teacher, but I think it's important sometimes to reflect and think, how do we take this in the longer run? Always remembered a statement which I was told long, long time ago. We all need to aim to become what's called as competent professionals. Now, obviously, you're all young and very small, but when you start growing, you are going to get into this worldly race of achieving something, and you've got to be competent in it. There's no doubt in it. But equally, we've got to be committed in our religion as well, in terms of Islam and, importantly, Mahdaviyat. So competent professionals and committed Muslims and Mahdavis is what we need to aspire for. I think that will be a good combination in this fast-growing world. All I can say is, as I said, it's been a really, really a great pleasure to see how you've exhibited your talent. And may Allah protect us all and give us iman. And and Jazakallah for inviting me. It is truly inspiring.
Ameen.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Thank you, Basharat bhai. You have counted so many important aspects in your suggestions and feedback, mostly as you said, young generation. So these are our future. This is the future of our community. So they are, MashaAllah, doing very well, preparing every month and joining the sessions without fail. So really hats off to all these guys. And thank you once again for joining. I'll also say that there is a participant in the session, Sheikh Rayan. He's fighting with cancer, so he's ongoing treatment, but he still managed to join the session today. He was just observing how the session runs. So from next session, he'll take part, inshallah. So I'll request all of brothers and sisters to please pray for his good health, well-being, and speedy recovery, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Amen.
Inshallah.
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 Does anybody has anything to share or add or say? Okay. Azhar, do you have anything to say?
Yes, please. If you can give me the. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Jazakallah, Brother Imran, for giving me the opportunity to say a few words in today's session. Firstly, I would like to thank Brother Imran for conducting the session smoothly. I would also like to thank the participant and their parents for motivating and encouraging children to participate. A special thanks on behalf of MWS and Talent in Deen Ad Hoc Committee to Brother Sayyid Basharat Mehdi for accepting our invitation and gracing the session with his presence today, in spite of his busy schedule, and giving positive feedback to our session. Lastly, we would like to congratulate Syed Nihan Ahmed for reciting Surah Rahman in his melodious voice on Shab-e-Qadr night. We want to reassure our children and participants that whenever we get the opportunity, we will recognize our participants' talents and we will be showcasing it to the community. Thank you very much once again. I will hand over back to Brother Imran to close the session. Jazakallah.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. So, yeah, that is it for me, guys. So please make sure, don't forget the topic for next session. And coming months, in coming sessions, we're going to make this session more interactive and more like a fun sort of thing. So we are planning some things so that we all can have fun along with in these sessions, inshallah. So we'll keep you guys posted. So I'll see you next month, inshallah, in May.
Imran, sorry, before you close, can I just please add something, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you, for the next month, you have given the topics to prepare on fourth Khalifas of Prophet Muhammad Sallam. Please, could you also remember that the following month, in June, mid, is going to be Eid al-Adha. And obviously, in the month, our session from June will be sometime in at the end of the June or something. So I would suggest, it's up to you, is if you want to take this on board or not. So if you can just add this as well, if they can prepare for some Eid al-Adha as well, you know, regarding the Ibrahim al-Salam and Ismail al-Salam and their story which led to the Eid al-Adha. So that's my suggestion. If you would like to add it, please go ahead. If not, then it's up to you. Whatever the topic you have given to them, you can just keep it. It's up to you.
We already had this topic as last year on Eid al-Adha. So okay. I didn't want to repeat it again. So that's why I chose the story on life on Prophet Sahabas, inshallah.
No problem. That's fine. Thanks very much, Ma. Thank
no problem. No problem. So thank you so much, guys. Inshallah, I'll see you next month, inshallah. Assalamu
alaikum.
Alaikum
Zubir bhai.
Alaikum.
Can you